Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Put your seatbelts on. Put your seatbelts on. This is one of my favorite topics, low back and neck pain, musculoskeletal pain. I've hit this before, but we're going to hit it again because today, still, as every year we find out, low back, neck pain, within the top three reasons why people miss work every year. Billions upon billions of dollars spent on this, and in my opinion, we're not getting there. Obviously, it's still the number two or number three reason why people miss work each and every day in the United States. A little backdrop here. I went to chiropractic school, as you well know, graduated from Cleveland Chiropractic College in Los Angeles in 1994. I was the class valedictorian. I was supposed to get the clinician's award. I'm not tooting my horn. There's a reason I tell you this. I had great hands and all the academics to boot, and guess what? In 2,500 hours at Cleveland Chiropractic College in Los Angeles, which is now out of business, I mind you, they've merged with their mother school in Kansas. And I tell you, it was a good school. But here's my point. I spent over 2,000 hours in their clinic, got enough of a reputation to be nominated for the clinic award, meaning best hands, but couldn't take it simply because I was their valedictorian. 2,400 hours or so, something like that, and I didn't see one chronic neck pain or low back pain cure. Cure. I want you to digest that. You go to a fantastic chiropractic school. You study for 7,000 hours against 3.5 years of hard work. You know, chiropractic school, you're up in the morning at 5:30. You're lucky if you can get breakfast in. You're in class at 7 a.m. You get out at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You got lots of study. You have lots of insane teachers hired in the chiropractic schools because they can't get university jobs. Not that that means they're bad teachers. It's just there's not enough university jobs to go around. And these teachers are hungry. They want to teach you the sciences like they would in any grad school anywhere in the country, and they do. Chiropractic school is hard. Make no mistake about it. You accumulate 7,000 hours, and then you get into the clinic. And you spend a year, year and a half in the clinic, over 2,000 hours, and you don't see one low back pain case, one neck pain case cure. Now, I didn't say acute. I didn't say people didn't come in there with all sorts of, you know, I woke up this morning and I had neck or low back pain and in a week or two it's gone. I didn't say that. I'm talking about what the public will spend money for. I'm talking about what on the free market, in the world of competitive American trade, people will attach value, hard-earned dollars to a service. And that's chronic low back and neck pain. That's the kind of stuff that I should have seen cure, and I did not. And one reason was, in chiropractic school at the time, this is 1992, 1993, up to 1994, in our clinic there, we were told to adjust the spine, crack the back. And whether it was an invasive technique where you heard the bones go crack, or whether it was a non-invasive technique, didn't matter. That's what you did, and then you could throw on a little bit of physical therapy. And I didn't see it work. I just did not. which doesn't mean I don't believe in chiropractors, because lots of chiropractors concluded that they had to integrate it with things like nutrition and flexibility and strengthening, et cetera, et cetera. But the strict regimen, the standard of care, what we were told to do was crack backs. It's just like when I went to acupuncture school. I did a year at the Tri-State Institute of Traditional Chinese Acupuncture, owned by a wonderful gentleman named Mark Seam in New York City, and then came back and enrolled in SAMRA, which is now out of business. You know, a lot of these schools come in and out of business for reasons that we're going to sort of tap on today. But as it relates to low back and neck pain, again, in acupuncture school, I saw the same thing happen. You stick them with needles, you twist the needles around, you move the energy, and voila, it's supposed to happen. And if you talk to the graduates and you sit them down in honesty, you see, honesty, you see, you get their heads calm so they can really take a look at in the frenzied pace of an academic curriculum. After they graduate, they can ask themselves one question. And that one question is, how many times, graduate, did you take someone with chronic neck or back pain? Meaning, I had it for 6 months, I had it a year, I had it 3 years, I had it 5 years. And how many times did you see that kind of person come back and say, I have changed drastically in my pain levels, or I don't have any more low back and neck pain. It's gone. How many times, prospective graduate? Well, I can tell you that those numbers are alarmingly low, which is better than doing a surgery if it's unnecessary, which is better than living on painkillers for the rest of your life. But there's a reason. There is a reason. And anybody that wants to challenge that reason, please submit your case studies. You see, but when you hold people to that standard, real in vivo live analysis of how chronic neck and back pain is managed by the American holistic healthcare system, acupuncture, chiropractic, so on and so forth, they do not deliver. Which is not to say, I'm going on record, because we got lots of chiropractors and acupuncturists gaining the information, that's not to say there are not independent chiropractors and acupuncturists and naturopaths and massage therapists who are working very hard and very diligently. I'm talking about the standards out of the educational system. But that's a good place to start. Something's wrong. Google it up yourself. Number two or number three reason people miss work each day, low back and neck pain. Billions upon billions of dollars spent on this sort of an issue. Okay. That's why you need to listen. Now, basic fundamental concepts when you have low back pain. Let me define a couple of these terms for you. These are the things you're going to hear your orthopedist, because it's usually where you go first. Your orthopedist or to the physical therapist, and they give you some highfalutin diagnosis that you don't really understand, but it sounds spooky. Whether you've been told you have spinal cord compression, disc herniation, disc desiccation, disc bulge, degenerative disc disease, facet syndrome, lateral recess stenosis, myofascial syndrome, fibromyalgia, trigger point syndromes, there's six or seven off the top of my head. Whether you've been told any of these things, many of the solutions, the permanent solutions, are outside the realm of you walk into the doctor and they put needles in you. You walk into the doctor and they massage your gluteal muscles or a low back. You walk into the doctor and they give you some sort of compressive therapies. Trust me on this, please. If you go about curing musculoskeletal pain with the quick fix solution, you don't have to do a thing, Mr. Smith. Just come on in and lie down. If you do that and you really study the results, you're going to find them alarmingly low. Meaning what? Do they help? Yes, they help. Yes, every quick fix in the book helps. Is it cost effective? See, that's the problem. Doctors are slaves to insurance companies because many of these therapies are not cost effective. And so the public won't pay cash for the therapy. And the insurance companies are long past the generation where they were going to pay heavy reimbursement. You've got to understand this, my good public, so we can all raise the bar here. And because of that, you have this problem where the public doesn't want to pay cash, and the practitioner providing the therapy with their licenses, et cetera, in order, builds insurance out, and your insurance doesn't cover it. There's a reason insurance doesn't cover it. The actuaries, the guys you don't fool. You know what an actuary is? I told you this once before on another show. An actuary is a high school student that's so darn smart in math that he doesn't study at all. Calculus is second nature. He plays chess in the back of the classroom while the teacher teaches calculus. He gets a 750 to 800 on the SATs. Usually he gets about a 300 in English. So he's a certain kind of nerd. Not a computer nerd, a math nerd. They look at the grades and they grab these guys, scholarship them to college, or in college just drag them out and start them with six figures. They give them an actuarial test at the insurance company. And these guys crunch numbers. They sit in a room and crunch numbers. They don't do radio shows. They're not out there in the public forum. They don't run for president or governor. But these guys know how to count. They know how to interpret statistics. I knew some of them back when I got out of chiropractic school in 94. And these guys were willing to tell their insurance companies that they worked for to reimburse. They were willing to go to the board to say, pay the public for these treatments. They were happy to do it, but they said they didn't see the statistics. And there I sat out of chiropractic school in 94, 95, listening to some of these guys in New York talk like this at restaurant coffee breaks and saying to myself, wow, that's fascinating. All the hunky-dory I heard in chiropractic school that I didn't see. And now I'm listening to the numbers guys tell me the stats don't cut it. Wow. That felt great after 4 years and God knows how much money. So, the point. Number one, these quick fix therapies are well intentioned. There are many doctors that understand what I'm talking about from all modalities. If you are trying to fix your low back and neck pain with single quick fix therapies and you've had it for a year, 2 years, 3 years, start thinking with me, Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health, outside the box. You got to go outside the box, good public. You got to get to the higher standard. You got to do that in politics today. You got to do that with your retirement perspectives today. You got to do that with everything today. So throw health into that pot. Get out of the old paradigm. Let's take a moment here. February 12th, tomorrow, Sunday, 12 o'clock, I'm teaching another Medici class. I've got 40 people coming in. Hello to you if you're listening. We've got a dynamite class. I promise you we will deliver. We have another class starting on March 18th. That's almost filled out. Get on my website, straighttalk.cc. That's with two T's, .cc. Sign up for the school. It's low cost. It delivers. It just asks you, the public, to work harder. Yes, not pleasant, but we have a lot of fun. And in the long run, you're going to save a lot of dough. And you're going to make the smart choices. So that's February 12th, tomorrow. That class is packed and filled. March 18th is the next class you can sign up for if you've not enrolled yet. Okay, I did what I was supposed to do for that. I always forget to do that, what they call that marketing thing. What a word, marketing. What a terrible word, isn't it? Do you know when you get out of these schools, most of your doctors, not most, but lots of them have to spend more time learning about this ridiculous word, marketing, than they do treating patients. And it's not because they're bad people. It's just such an unfortunate thing. Nowhere in the country do we fall into this trap more than Los Angeles. I think it's a side effect of the film industry, you see, where we start to push the illusion of reality through the media. L.A. is great at that. At least the new L.A. is great at that. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. You have chronic low back and neck pain, low back or neck pain. The reason that the quick fix therapy did not thrill you, the reason that you still have it, is because the potential of that therapy, the potential of the massage, the potential of the chiropractic adjustment, the potential of the acupuncture needle, the potential of the nutritional program did not realize its potential. That makes sense. It's simple. On a scale of 1 to 100, on a scale of 1 to 100, if the massage, the deep tissue massage you received for your neck pain, if that scale you only released on a level of 2 or 3, when you could have released at a much deeper level, at a level of 90, it explains why the therapy didn't work. And what do you, the consumer, do? What you, the consumer, do is decide that the practitioner didn't know their stuff. You say, oh, I tried that therapy. I tried that acupuncture. I tried that chiropractic. I tried that deep tissue massage. I tried that Pilates class. I tried that Egoscue class. I tried physical therapy. And you say, oh, it wasn't for me. You go to the store and you buy a therapy. And you eat that therapy. And then when it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, you decide one of two things. That therapy's not for you, or the practitioner didn't know their stuff. Wrong. Wrong. Capital R, capital W, R, O, N, G. Wrong. Capitalized, boldface print, exclamation point. 10 of them after the word wrong. Don't think that way. If you have a reasonably skilled practitioner and you have musculoskeletal pain, I have news for you. If you have a reasonably skilled practitioner and you have chronic, meaning what? Meaning more than 2 to 3 months of low back and neck pain, and you go to a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, a naturopath, a Pilates instructor, a yoga instructor, whatever you do, and they're reasonably skilled, if your body is ready for the therapy, any of those therapies, you're going to get a significant result. If your body is ready for those therapies, you're going to get a significant result, almost irregardless of which therapy you do. They all work. See, this is where the practitioners, the academic institutions, are not exaggerating. They all do work in the potential, which you hardly ever realize. So it always just skims the surface. It always helps, but you keep coming back. It always helps, but it's 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 years later, and you still got it. So here's the first perception for you. If you do a structural therapy and it didn't work well enough, there is some combination of chemical blockage, of psychological baggage in your body, of the need to get more flexible, 50% usually at least, in all your muscle groups. And last but not least, you've got some spine-tingling, twisted fascial pattern, some physical scar from a surgery, from broken bones, from accidents, cuts, tears in your body. And collectively, these variables are adding up to prevent the structural therapy from realizing its potential in your body. If you got that, you got the world. You got the world then. So let's take that concept now and apply it to low back pain. Let's apply it to one of those diagnoses that you've heard. You've got a disc herniation. You've got a disc bulge. You've got disc desiccation. You've got arthritis. You've got degenerative disc disease. You've got lateral recess stenosis. You've got cord compression. You've got foraminal compression. You see, you get buried in all these vocabularies, and the basic solutions are about the same for all of them. There are distinctions, but the distinctions are few, but the distinctions are deep. Here's a concept now. You got to get the concepts. Don't give your money to an investment broker if you don't know anything about investment. It's how guys like Bernie Madoff made off, okay? And lots of really smart people do that. Tons of people in Malibu up here are broke and looking for a job because they lost their fortunes because they didn't know squat about investments and they gave their money away. Don't give your health away to people when you don't know enough about your health. So let's get a deeper concept here across to you. And that deeper concept is when you've got, say, a disc bulge, you've got a situation where the cushioning in between the vertebra has torn, the annulus fibrosis has torn to the disc, and it's compressing a nerve root, which is that Ronzoni-like piece of spaghetti that goes down your leg and causes you leg or buttocks or low back pain. When you've got a disc bulge or a disc herniation, you've got these cushions in between the bones of your low back, and they're pressing into either the nerve root, like I just said, or they're pressing into the sheath, the dura mater, the dural sheath of either the spinal cord or the cauda equina in the low back. Big words, you're already lost. Don't worry about it. Just get the basic concept. Pain-sensitive nerve tissue in the low back being pressed by this cushion between the vertebra that allows you to be flexible, but it herniates, so it bulges into these pain-sensitive tissues. Done. It's all you need to know. Now, here's the concept. Here's the higher grade of education. You herniated your disc. You desiccated or thinned your disc. You irritated your disc because the lines of gravity, meaning the posture, meaning the biomechanics, meaning the way your weight dissipates through the low back, into the knees, into the feet, is off the correct axis. The lines of gravity have shifted. Your posture stinks. Once you don't look like the young racehorse, once you don't look like the young dancer, just like when you watch an athlete, and in the 30s or 40s, we say that athlete has lost his legs. When they don't dance around the boxing ring with grace and ease, when they don't dance in ballet across the dance floor with grace and ease, just as you begin to lose your alignment, your body has to go into a compensation. And we see the failure of perfect alignment when we watch people in sports or on the dance floor. They look like they're off balance. So a young spring buck just hatched out of mommy, prancing across the fields of poppy, has balance and alignment and spring and grace. It means that the gravity lines going through those discs that herniate in you, office worker at age 60, it means those gravity lines in that young animal, that young athlete, that young dancer are exquisite. And what does that mean to you? It means the first thing you have to address, or one of the major factors you have to address when you have chronic low back and neck pain, is your alignment. That doesn't mean sit up straight. That doesn't mean don't slouch. That doesn't mean pull your head back because you're staring at the floor and it doesn't look good. It doesn't mean that. It means you have to stretch all the muscles in your body, all the ligaments, all the tendons, until they're 50% more flexible, 60% more flexible. Get this one straight, please. It means if you don't get flexible and learn what flexibility is until you're about 50 to 60% more flexible, not three yoga classes or three stretch classes. Again, please, when I use the word yoga, this is non-religious, non-spiritual. This has nothing to do with any esoteric cult in yoga. This is simply American good old yoga. It means stretch with a bunch of athletes on a hardwood floor, just like you'd go to a dance class. So let's qualify that statement, yoga. Point is, if you don't get a good 50, 60% more flexible when you do your yoga, or your stretch class, you're not going to get a shift in your alignment. And when you do get that shift in your alignment, you know what it feels like? Okay, ladies, when you're out on the dance floor all night and you're in those heels because you want to be 9 inches taller, that cracks me up. What is it with these platform shoes? 5 foot women that don't want to be 5 feet, and they're 6 feet, and I look down at their feet and they're on these huge bricks. You're walking around with a brick tied to your foot and you think that's sexy. I don't get that, do you? I can tell you this, it's really bad for your low back and it's really bad for your neck. Let those beautiful feet plant themselves in the earth, spread out those toes, put the weight through your heels, relax your feet. You know why? As you know, when you take those heels off, you start to feel a shift in your gravity lines. Ladies in heels, shoes off, you feel a shift in your gravity lines. That's why it feels good. Guys, those of you unfortunate enough to have to wear a tie to work, gentlemen, burn your ties. Start the movement tomorrow. Tell your bosses to throw the tie in the toilet bowl. Ties are nooses around your neck, and the brain responds accordingly. Some masochist invented the tie. To put a tie, think about that, around your neck, what does that imply? That's what we do when we send people to the execution chamber. We put a noose around their neck. Guys, when you come home and you take off your tie, you take off your tie and jacket, you immediately feel better. Ladies, when you take off those earrings and necklaces, you do immediately feel better. Ladies, when you take off those tight bras, you immediately feel better. Why? Because your alignment is shifting. You're having a personal experience each day, guys, about what I am talking about. The shift in alignment that protects your discs, your spinal joints. You're having that personal alignment shift every day when you take off your clothes. So think about what we've done. I mean, I think about this, it cracks me up. We've created a society with behavioral patterns intended to torture ourselves. And then we wonder why that low back pain and neck pain is the number two or three cause of job absenteeism each day in America. Wow, that's huge. So go ahead, put your necklace on, put your earrings on, put your glasses on, put that tight bra on. In the old days, put the corset on. Remember, mom wore a girdle? That word even. Think of it, a girdle. And then put the heels on. And then go out into the world, bend down and pick up something that fell to the floor. And ouch, your back just blew. Think about it. So, if you've got chronic low back pain, there's a return to a freedom and an ease by shifting posture in the body that is most elegantly, most cost-effectively. There's the word. Cost effectively addressed by getting flexible to change alignment, to change biomechanics. And you have a physical experience of that each day. Now, if you've tried these stretch classes, these yoga classes, if your chiropractor's given you the home care kit for stretching, or your acupuncturist has told you to look into Qigong or Tai Chi, or any of these exercises that tell you to stretch, remember what I said. You have to get 50% more flexible. You've got to learn to relax your tissues. Learn. Learn does not necessarily mean follow the girl in the video. Learn does not mean that. Learn how to have the experience of releasing muscular tension when you stretch in your body and then getting that feeling like you do when you take off your tie or your high heels. That's the ticket. Hear the show again, straighttalk.cc. You're going to need to. It's conceptual, but it's what will deliver. This is an outside-the-box perspective. This is no frills, no cost, low cost. This can deliver. So, chronic low back pain, sustained over more than 3 weeks or 3 months or 3 years. First principle, learn to shift your biomechanics. Learn the feeling. Remember, you got to be 50% more flexible. Done. Let's go. Move on. Number two, massive principle. Massive principle. By the time you have a chronic pain syndrome, whether it's a facet syndrome or a myofascial syndrome, a fibromyalgia, any of these chronic aches and pains, an sacroiliac, an SI joint sprain strain that's constant, generalized low back pain nobody has a name for that's constant, by the time it's chronic. So as you go on and hit the 3-month, 4-month part, you're going to build up acids, burning, seething, hissing, fiery, irritating acids in the deep muscles that your massage therapist can't touch because they're too deep. They wrap themselves like vines around brick in an old brick house. They wrap themselves like vines in a brick house. These ligaments, tendons, deep spinal muscles, multifidus, levator, rotator, whatever it is, minor and major, the rotators deep on the spine. They wrap themselves tight around the spinal system, and they're filled with acid. That acid is in the form of coagulated blood. There is deep, dark, acid-filled blood in the deep spinal muscles around your vertebrae, around the bones of the low back. And once those muscles are filled with acids, the acids of metabolism, all the pain chemicals that have been produced over the years, once they're granulated into the tissue deep around the spinal cord, you're going to scream in pain for biochemical reasons. So there may be a need for nutrition. There may be a need for you to go in there and use God's plants to start to shake loose these acids. And yes, then, you're going to be flushing your gallbladder, and you're going to be bringing up your vitamin D, and you're going to be bringing in enough minerals, and you're going to be bringing in some anti-inflammatory, but most of all, you're going to be taking herbs to thin the blood. Garlics thin the blood. Cayennes thin the blood. Turmeric with curcumin helps thin the blood. Gallbladder flushes thin the blood. Cat's claw or devil's claw, herbs that break up and degranulate the tissues, combined with what takes to thin the blood. So that then if you stretch, you see, now we're putting it together. I'm giving you a model here. If you stretch these highly blood-filled, granulated tissues that contain all these annoying acids to the pain sensors in the low back, if you stretch these vertebra, after you degranulate them, you shake loose the chemicals, you get a better effect. You get a potentiated effect. So let's think about this now. You get up in the morning and you go into the bathroom and you turn the water faucet on and there's no water. And you got to get to work. And so what do? You try to troubleshoot it yourself because you need to shave. And so you bend down and you open up the little compartment where you keep all the cleaners and the rest of it, and you try to fix the plumbing problem. Now, you don't have the time to do it, but you do it anyway because you have to save the money. And you're going to give it 10 minutes because you got that, and it might be a quick fix, you hope. So you go down and you look at this bolt, a nut. That's the round thing you put the wrench on. And this nut is on a screw. And you realize to fix this thing, you have to take the nut off the screw. And so you find a wrench, and then you turn the nut on the screw. And it's hard to do. And you can't do it. You can't make the structural shift because things are stuck. You don't know how to use the wrench. You're using a pair of pliers instead of a wrench. You don't understand how to jimmy the nut on the screw. You may not even be strong enough. You don't have the technique down. But in any event, this is your spine where you have to make a structural adjustment. You have to stretch it. And you don't know how to do it, or you haven't even done it. So you try to do it and you can't. And what do? You look up and you see a can of WD-40. Good old WD-40. saves the day. You carry it around. And you spray the bolt. You spray the nut. You address the problem biochemically. You put the WD-40 on the nut, and then you turn it. You do two things. You do something to alter the biomechanics, and you do something to alter the chemistry. And then all of a sudden, the nut turns off the screw very easily, and all this rust starts to fall away. And you can clean out all the rust. You can even clean out all the rust in the hole in the pipe. And all this rust comes out, and then you have flow. Same thing, guys. Same thing. Same concept. Whether you have a facet syndrome, a disc herniation, disc desiccation, whether you have just fibromyalgia, even if you have polymyalgia rheumatica, whether you have lateral recess stenosis, whether you have canal stenosis, there are fundamental principles you must apply. Two of them I stated. You have to alter the biomechanics by stretching it. You have to know you did it correctly because it feels like it does when you take your shoes off or your necktie. And then you have to flush it chemically and loosen it up. All the nutrition you do shakes loose the rust. We don't have to get into specific application for low back pain of herbs. You know what? That's almost nonsense. It really is. Go to any qualified QRA practitioner and have them try to get your body in a more chemical alignment. And then go to any chiropractor and have that chiropractor more or less shake the nut off the screw. It's the fact that both of them aren't being synchronized correctly that provides you with the issue. Gave you an example. People do one, then they do the other. They do one, it doesn't work, and then they do the other, it doesn't work. Now, get this analogy. Let's get in to the theater in the mind. Get the analogy. You're listening to this show. You might even be a practitioner going, this is nothing new. Well, think again. Because even if you accept that you have to stretch to shift posture, and even if you accept that you've got to cleanse to degranulate the tissue, the irritated chemicals, for them to come out, you've got to cleanse. Even if you accept both, now catch this. If you employ one, say you go to your chiropractor and your massage therapist, but you don't take the chemical issue, and then you switch to some nutritionist 6 months later, that's the equivalent of trying to bake a cake. And in the first try, you put the egg in, but not the flour, and you try to bake the cake. And then you say, wow, I didn't get the cake. I wonder what I needed to do. Oh, I know, I need to put the flour in. So the next time you bake the cake, you put the flour in, but you don't put the egg, and you still don't get the cake. You see? There's no synchronicity. There is no orchestration. It should go like this. You should be under the care of some chiropractor, some massage therapist, and they should be pushing the limit of their technique on your body, with you acknowledging in your conscious self, yes, Mr. Chiropractor, I'm getting some gain. And then the chiropractor should integrate into that lifestyle changes, food changes, cleansing changes, stretching changes. And you should be saying, yes, Mr. Chiropractor, after a period of days, weeks, months of cleansing, of cutting out the sugar, of cutting out the carbs, of doing the gallbladder flushes, of bringing up the vitamin D, of mineralizing the body with Carl, of taking some antioxidant, of fixing the adrenal issues by sleeping better, by using salt, by getting your B6 in, by getting your vitamin C in, by doing all these biochemical addendums, you should be telling the chiropractor, hey, Mr. Chiropractor, you know what? The massage I pay you for and the chiropractic adjustment I give you is working better. So I know I'm getting value from this orchestration. If you got that, you're in grad school. If you've really got that in your being, I need to meet you. You need to come to my school. I want people that get this. Because if people get this and you put a group of them together, they can fix any health concern. And if they don't get this, you're going to waste your dollar. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to my website, straighttalk.cc. Get the bigger, deeper principles that you can apply to healing for a lot less money. Learn to integrate medicine. Get to the next level. Concept then. Mr. John Q. Smith, chiropractor, sees a patient with a facet syndrome, a disc herniation, lateral recess stenosis, degenerative disc disease, arthritic spurs, osteophytes, facet syndromes, myofascial syndromes, trigger point syndromes, polymyalgia rheumatica syndromes, any of them. Bring them on in, and the chiropractor tries to physically manipulate the body. Physical therapies, infrared therapies, ultrasound therapies, decompression therapies, stretch therapies, massage therapies, deep tissue, soft tissue, invasive chiropractic adjustments, non-invasive chiropractor adjustments, and you, the patient, in pain for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, trying to avoid a surgery, look up at Mr. Chiropractor and say, on a scale of 1 to 10, Mr. Chiropractor, I'll give this a 2. And so the chiropractor says, we're going to bring you in to the nutrition part of the center. And you're going to change your diet. And you're going to do this and that and the other thing. And you come back 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, and you say, Mr. Chiropractor, you know what? This is interesting. You told me to spend my hard-earned American dollar on nutritional therapy. And you made the claim, Mr. Chiropractor, Mr. Acupuncturist, Mr. Massage Therapist, that if I spent my money on these cleanses, it would improve the efficacy of the structural therapy, the one that you, Mr. Chiropractor, provide. And lo and behold, it did. Now I will put my bottom dollar and every dime in my bank on what I just said, because it really works this way. And you need to sign up for my school. I'm pitching my school again. I'm pitching it from passion, because America's got to wake up. This holistic system is a joke. It is an absolute travesty. And it's not because we have bad doctors, and it's not because people are trying to rip you off. It's because they are not educated correctly. If they were educated correctly, then we wouldn't have in chiropractic education the highest rate of attrition among the holistic healthcare professions in the United States. We're not getting the message across. We're not integrating correctly. And we wouldn't have so much chronic low back pain. We have an undereducated public. So get this straight. If you can bring this concept, bring it to your practitioner, bring it to your chiropractor. Tell them, do I need to cleanse? Do I need to stretch? Can you help me navigate this? When you go to your QRA practitioner for chronic musculoskeletal pain, ask them, when and how can we determine if the structural work that we're going to bring in or the nutritional work we're going to bring into the structural work can show its justification? Broach that topic. Explore that with your well-intentioned practitioner, and you're going to take your health and your practitioner's skill to a higher level. Now, get the third point. And the third point is really about you. Understanding that when you've had chronic neck pain and back pain, you have an attitude that generally, I will just tell you, stinks on ice. You have an attitude about your life. You have an attitude about your prospect of healing. You have an attitude about the way you approach everything, that you are simply exercising out. You are simply manifesting that negative attitude in your healing. And that psycho-emotional aspect blocks the healing. It's a cop-out. And I'm going to speak for your chiropractor and your massage therapist and your nutritionist and your Pilates instructor and your orthopedic surgeon and all of them and tell you what they don't want to tell you. They don't want to tell you your attitude stinks. Your wife tells you your attitude stinks. Your husband tells you your attitude stinks. Your kids tell you your attitude stinks. But that's family stuff. That's personal stuff. That's stuff that, you know, it's unpleasant to hear. It hurts. Because that negative attitude is how you covered up your pain. It's how you got on the other side of the things that hurt you when you were a boy or a girl or an adult boy or a broken marriage or a job loss or whatever it is. And you're angry and you're depressed and you're unhappy and you feel God doesn't love you. You feel that in 100 people, if someone's going to get the shaft, it's going to be you. And you bring that into your low back and your neck pain. You bring it into all your illness processes, but let's just stick to musculoskeletal. And you know what this does? It keeps you in sympathetic dominance. Sympathetic dominance. Your nervous system's so wired out that no structural therapy, no nutritional therapy can get to you. If the signals your brain is giving your low back or your neck are, I cannot heal because I've got the shaft. I'm going to be the one guy that God doesn't love in the bunch. If that's what you're telling yourself, you will not heal. And if you're strong-willed, if you have power, if you have great potential, and you tell yourself that, you will incinerate yourself. I have seen spines burst into flames, and I'm talking physiologically, which is almost talking literally. I have seen spines dry out. In certain medicines, we call it gross liver fire. The whole spine ignites in an inflammatory condition that basically fibroses all the connective tissues around the spine. You turn your spine into one massive scar. And once you reduce your soul to that scar in your spine, you are sent to a place you don't want to be, I assure you. I've seen people with low back pain pull guns and hold them to their heads from nonstop low back failed surgeries that never gave them a moment of peace. And I have seen them literally put guns to their head and tell me, as a doctor, after this therapy, Medici, I'm cooked. And that's true. So you have to give in the myriad of these therapies, from the structural therapies to the nutritional therapies, the space that your psycho-emotional self deserves when your soul suffers because of negative emotional patterns. Your soul is going to send a message to your body. And that message, it prays that you interpret correctly. Change your tune. Which is hard to do. Which can be easy to say for some people. You know, the joker of this, guys, in actual functional medicine, is you take a 60, 70-year-old man or woman that have been through it. God bless them that they even stand up in the morning. And some 35-year-old chiropractor is counseling them because the therapist doesn't know what else to do. It just doesn't work. It's an honest attempt. And, of course, the point is it's easier said than done. But here's the point, gang. Here's the truth. Once you're locked into chronic musculoskeletal syndromes, all the ones I've listed, and you've gone on more than 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, a year, a decade, we see them all the time, you're into a place where you have to get into your head. Because that head is holding tension in the tissue. Not up for dispute, not up for discussion. If you were listening to this show or have a friend that doesn't believe that your mind can hold a lock on your body, I don't know what to say. Don't vote for me. Don't listen to the show. I mean, what else can I say? This is so fundamental. The sky is blue, cigarettes cause cancer, and the mind can affect the body. Now, no one's going to argue that. Then God bless you if you don't want to deal with that in your life, because maybe you've suffered things that we haven't suffered. And you got to let that go too, as a doctor, as a person, as a friend. You got to fish and cut bait sometimes when a loved one just doesn't want to take the leap. Maybe it wasn't God's plan. I don't know. I am not the theologian. I still don't know sometimes when you lose good people if it's the God or the devil. Maybe it's God's plan. Maybe it was time for that person to go to heaven. Who knows? Or maybe that devil took somebody. I don't know. But all I can tell you is this. To heal, you've got to shift that perspective. So you can stretch all you want. You can take all the herbs you want. If you can't get the head straight, forget about it. And every therapist you see You have to give them the space to get comfortable with you on that level, not to manipulate you, not to judge you, not to make you think you're less, not to extend the bill, not to embarrass you, not to give away patient confidentialities, but you've got to get an honest relationship with them. Otherwise, you're really wasting your money. It's a travesty to go in there and spend top dollar on structural therapies, nutritional therapies. Herbs cost money. Good herbs cost good money. When underneath it all, you're angry about a divorce, or from the time you were a kid, you felt insulted, whatever the thing might be. Which doesn't mean your nutritionist, your structural therapist, is your psychologist. That is not the point. You may need to see a psychologist. But what you got to do before you say that structural therapy, chiropractic, massage, flexibility therapies, Pilates, before you say Egoscue, et cetera, physical therapy didn't work, before you say, oh, that doctor told me that white willow bark is an anti-inflammatory along with curcumin and along with devil's claw and along with those polyphenols in green tea would have simply like made my pain go away, and it didn't, before you go there, you have to ask yourself how much of your psycho-emotional self is vested, is inheriting, is inhabiting, is destroying, is deteriorating the musculoskeletal situation in your low back or neck. You're going to have to listen to this show again, I guarantee you. But that's good. Whether you have to listen to it two or three or four times, that's good. You see? This is not about data accumulation. We are not here to accumulate data. If you want data, go on the internet, close your eyes, and when you wake up, there'll be 60,000 miles of data, none of which you will understand what to do with. This internet is a fabulous tool, but it is only a tool. It does not replace functional reality. Make sure you and your children understand the distinction between the fact that things like Facebook and the rest of this stuff, okay, it's only a tool. You can get exposed to more people, but that doesn't mean you have a functional relationship with them. You got to get that point across. Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Now, number four, you've got to understand what a scar is. And I know I've gone into this before, but I have to go into this again. Because the stuff runs deep. That scar has to. You have to understand the anatomy to the tissue down in that low back or in that neck. Deep on that spine were all those little tiny muscles. Rotator longus, rotator brevis, multifidus down in the low back. Anterior longitudinal ligament, posterior longitudinal ligament, the dural tissue surrounding the spinal cord there, all the little synovial fluid in the facet joints from the neck down to the low back, dried up and gritty, that this whole gritty mess changes the suppleness or the texture of the muscular fibers. That we start to develop these crisscross patterns where fibroblastic cells lay down scar tissue, webs, adhesive sheaths around the connective, around the muscular tissue. They glue it up. When we say scar, we mean the grit, the cellophane-like connective tissue that you experience when you bone a chicken. Or cut open a piece of fish, the fascial lines start to evolve into these crisscross grit patterns. And you've got, at some point, to get down deep in there and physically, manually dig them out. And if you don't do that, I don't care how much you stretch, how much you cleanse, how much you bring up your psyche. It's like somebody went into your low back and stapled the bones together. If those bones are stapled together, how are they going to unstaple? Nothing short of battery acid, nothing short of a real strong detergent is going to do that. And you know what? By the time it takes apart that scar, it'll dissolve your bone. So you've got to get a mechanical therapy in there deep enough. There has to be some sort of a synchronization between taking out the scar, pulling the tissue apart, chemically altering it to facilitate those, and then handling the psyche so the psyche doesn't give those messages down into the tissue. Now, that's reality. Four things. Alter the blood chemistry, stretch the tissue, take out the scars, and deal with the psyche. If you're not doing that in varying degrees, you want the specific regime for you, pick an area and figure out where to go next. What do you integrate into? That's the job of your practitioner, if they even understand this. And what I'm suggesting, you can understand. But it's not walk into an office and have some doctor throw every therapy at you. This is not what I'm talking about. If you're thinking I'm saying walk down to your local health center and have them throw nutrition at you, physical therapy at you, psychic therapy at you, and deep tissue massage to degranulate the adhesions out of your tissues. If you think I'm saying that, you've missed the point, and I respect that, because this stuff is deep. My fellow chiropractors don't get it enough, and definitely they don't teach it in the schools. There's an integration that ratios. It says, with this guy, Molly Smith, with this woman, Molly Smith, she needs more psychically oriented work and less nutritional work. With that guy, John Q. Public, he needs more flexibility training and degranulation of tissue than he does nutritional work. With this guy over here, he doesn't need to stretch. There's barely any scars, and he needs just pure nutritional work. Then there's that person that needed the nutritional work, but then that person's psyche started to evaporate out of the tissue. It's called the rule of four. It's the basic way that practitioners understand how to meter therapy to you in a contoured way. Ta-da. Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. March 18th is my next class. Get to that class so you can understand these concepts more deeply and navigate your own health for less money, less time, and less frustration. God bless you. Have a fantastic week. Ta-ta.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.